From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Next week marks the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, where Martin Luther King Jr. made his iconic I Have a Dream speech. A number of events are being held to commemorate the occasion. There's a march and rally this Saturday, and President Obama will speak at the Lincoln Memorial next Wednesday to mark the actual anniversary. NPR's Allison Keyes talked with some young people to get their views of the civil rights movement then and now.
A multicultural crowd streamed into a Washington, D.C. church last night as sunset blazed through the stained glass windows. People like William Leon Ward came for a praise and worship service addressing issues ranging from immigration to racial reconciliation. And he says,
if we don't continue it, then that legacy will be lost.
Ward's mother marched as a high school student in Birmingham, Alabama, and was bitten by dogs used against the nonviolent demonstrators. He wants to be part of what he sees as an ongoing battle.
It means something so tremendous for my family, my nieces and nephews, the folks that's beyond me. It's so important.
This weekend is an opportunity for us to be in the same space as our elders.
Austin Thompson, millennial coordinator for the Service Employees International Union, is among a host of young people here meeting and dealing with the issues confronting them in the next 50 years.
Everything from stand your ground type laws that we've seen in Florida with the Zimmerman verdict to the attack on living wages, where fast food workers have been trying to get that raised. And of course, who could forget the attack on voting rights?
Terrence Muhammad, the North Carolina-based logistics coordinator for the Hip Hop Caucus, explains.
It is very important that young people be a part of the march and not just sitting on the sidelines, but integral part in the march today.
Muhammad says the numbers of young folk who took to social media and the streets in the wake of the verdict in the Trayvon Martin case show they're engaged. But he notes in 2013, leaders of the movement are global and don't represent a particular organization as they did in the time of the Big Six of top civil rights leaders such as Martin Luther King Jr. Thompson adds this is a special moment in the civil rights struggle.
Now our bench is so deep. We've got so many leaders, diverse leaders, women at the forefront. And so for us, it's, I think, about a new interdependent leadership model where there's many, many different leaders arising.
For young people, both say leadership is crucial as they look forward to the next 50 years and consider what kind of nation they want to live in. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.